Until this month, prisoners' friends and relatives had only one option for sending money, mailing money orders directly to the prison. Inmates can use the money to buy snacks, stamps, toiletries, and small items like watches and radios. The state's 66 prisons received more than 600,000 money orders last year. Department of Public Safety spokesman Keith Acree says this was overwhelming to mailroom staff.
And it's really not their primary duty. Their primary duty is to be screening and managing and delivering the mail, and that provides a valuable security service for us in the prison system to make sure that things aren't coming and going through the mail that shouldn't be.
So enter JPay. The Florida company lets people send money to inmates using a computer, smartphone app, or automated phone system. The company says in some cases the money is available to the prisoners by the next business day. But there's a fee for that convenience, from $3.45 for an online transaction up to $20 to $11.65 for a phone transaction over $200. JPay will also take payments from MoneyGram locations in some pharmacies for a flat fee of $6.70. The state gets a cut of 25 cents from each payment. Mavis Moore has been mailing money orders from her home in Thomasville to her son in Raleigh Central Prison for more than 13 years.
A lot of times I tried to send, you know, 50, 60, 70, what you can, 100.
She's a single mother, so she says it's better for her budget to send smaller amounts more frequently, usually two or three times a month. She doesn't think the JPay fees are worth the extra convenience.
I'll stick with mailing the money order if I get him extra money. He can have, my son can have that extra money. Why should I give it to them?
JPay will not charge any fees to process money orders, but Moore and others like her will now have to mail them to JPay in Florida rather than directly to the prison. She says in the past, it's only taken a couple of days for her son to get the money, and she worries that mailing the money orders to Florida will slow that down. Getting the word out about JPay has been slow. The Department of Public Safety says it has no way to directly notify family and friends of inmates about the change, so it's relying on the state's more than 35,000 prisoners to see the posters and flyers it's put up and pass the information along. Mavis Moore hadn't heard about JPay until yesterday, when a legal aid service that she's used called her on our behalf for this story. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.